With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. According to data from Joe Jansen, an economist for the University of Illinois, the build-out of grain storage capacity in the U.S. has stopped. He wrote that U.S. grain storage capacity grew in parallel with production from 2000 to 2019 at about 350 million bushels per year. However, that growth has stagnated since 2020 across all regions and facility types. Jansen said this stagnation, combined with continued production growth, has led to a record high capacity utilization rate, particularly in on-farm storage. The 2025 crop brought these tensions to a head, with December 1 on-farm utilization reaching 80%. What's less clear is why investment in grain storage capacity dropped. It's also difficult to determine if current U.S. storage capacity is sufficient for efficient operation along the grain supply chains. Jansen said the entire grain industry will need to consider these questions as it addresses the shifting geography of global grain production. Data from the Energy Information Administration showed that ethanol production rebounded 16% to just over 1.1 million barrels a day during the week ending on February 6th. That's equivalent to nearly 47 million gallons daily. Analysis from the Renewable Fuels Association showed output was 2.6% higher than the same week in 2025 and almost 5% above the three-year average for the week. Still, the four-week average ethanol production rate declined 1.9% to just over a million barrels a day, equivalent to an annualized rate of 16.5 billion gallons. Ethanol stocks edged up 0.4% to 25 million barrels. However, stocks were 1.7% less than the same week last year and 1.4% below the three-year average. Inventories were built across the East Coast and Rocky Mountains, but thinned through the remaining regions. Ethanol exports scaled back by 36% to an estimated 137,000 barrels a day, which was a four-week low. The first Ag Economist Monthly Monitor of 2026 shows the U.S. ag economy entered the year in a clear crop sector recession. However, the survey also finds a deeper crisis of confidence. Economists say the downturn is cyclical and manageable through optimization, but farmers are experiencing it as a structural stress test on their operations and livelihoods. The first survey points to a continuing split in the ag economy, which has strengthened the livestock, particularly beef cattle, versus persistent financial stress across most of the row crop sectors. The Monthly Monitor asked respondents to compare the ag economy right now with the same time a year ago, and most retailers, producers, and economists report being somewhat worse off. Across nearly all responses, margin pressure emerged as a dominant concern. While several producers talk about diversifying as a key, others responded with cutting costs to the bone, especially around capital spending. NTCA, the Rural Broadband Association, announced that Mike Romano is the new chief executive officer effective on March 15th. Romano is currently the executive vice president of NTCA, where he oversees public policy, government affairs, and business development initiatives. Having worked for the past 15 years for smaller broadband providers working to connect rural America, I have had the opportunity to see firsthand the difference these operators make in driving innovation and lifting up consumers and communities, Romano said. I'm grateful for the trust that the NTCA board and the association's membership have placed in me with this selection, and I look forward to helping them fulfill their mission of delivering connections that will benefit our entire nation for decades to come. NTCA Chair Ben Foster said Romano has played an integral role in executing the NTCA's mission for more than a decade and is well prepared to advocate forcefully for the industry and the communities that the NTCA serves. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.